The Federal Coalition is calling a plea from embattled Labor MP Craig Thompson and his legal team not to publicly release a Fair Work Australia report as a desperate argument and a delaying tactic. Mr Thompson's legal team is arguing that the release of the report into the Health Services Union's financial management when Mr Thompson headed the union could prejudice any legal action taken against him. The industrial watchdog has agreed to hand the report to a Senate committee, and the opposition says it expects the report to be published. In Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Fair Work investigated the finances of the Health Services Union's national office, including allegations that former HSU boss Craig Thompson's union credit cards were used to pay for escort services, withdraw lots of cash, and bankroll his campaign for a seat in Parliament. Mr Thompson strenuously denied the allegations, maintaining he did not misuse union funds. The industrial watchdog found a raft of contraventions of union rules and workplace laws, but hasn't named anyone. It's still considering if it will launch any legal action. A Senate committee has requested the report and plans to make it public soon. Lawyers for the Labor MP have asked the committee not to release it. Mr Thompson and his legal team haven't seen Fair Work's report, but understand civil proceedings are imminent. Speaking last night, Mr Thompson's solicitor Ian Robertson argued for a delay.
An important point to make in this, particularly noting that today's Anzac Day, is the importance of the rule of law. And notwithstanding that the Thompson matter is politically supercharged because of the particular numbers in the House of Representatives, I think it shouldn't be forgotten that legal principles such as the right to silence, the presumption of innocence, the independence of the police and regulatory authorities such as Workplace Australia, the importance of the separation of powers and the sub judice convention of the Australian Parliament remain fundamental, and everybody has those rights. And I think it's disappointing to occasionally in this matter hear politicians who, in usual circumstances, would strongly defend the rule of law, prepared to actually rip it up for partisan political reasons.
You think that if you looked at the rule of law, the report shouldn't be made public?
The issue of the report being made public by a Senate committee brings into play the sub judice convention of the Australian Parliament, which says that the committee should not release the report if the release is likely to prejudice criminal or civil court proceedings. Mr Thompson's submission is that such prejudice is likely.
We are absolutely surprised that Craig Thompson, at this late stage, has now engaged his lawyers to try to stop the committee from releasing the Fair Work Australia report when it finally comes to hand after 3+ years.
The Coalition's workplace relations spokesman Erica Betts says history is littered with reports, including those of Royal Commissions, being made public ahead of any court action being taken.
So this is a very weak argument being put forward, but a desperate argument by someone who clearly does not want this report released. This is simply another delaying tactic.
Senator Abetz thinks it's likely the committee will press ahead with its stated intention.
I would expect the committee to reject those very, very weak arguments and move to publish the report.
That's Liberal frontbencher and the leader of the Coalition in the Senate, Erica Betts, ending Alexandra Kirk's report.